Greetings, team. Welcome back to another episode of Badass Unscripted. Thank you all for joining. So great to see you here. Let's talk for a moment about leverage. Here's the thing about influencing other people. Sometimes influence requires trust. Sometimes it requires emotional connectivity. Sometimes influence requires proof. But so often I speak about the role of value in influence. Now here's the reality. You will sometimes encounter, when you're dealing with customers or customers of their customers, people that you can't persuade. They simply won't want to do things your way, and you have no way of forcing them to do otherwise. We've all been in that situation. We've all felt that helplessness. And of course, we don't actually want to force people. But when you come into an environment and you know there's a better way, and you know you can help, and you know you want to serve, it's difficult when they don't want to hear the message, when they're simply not bought in. The art of finding leverage is usually limited to, in most people's experience and most people's skill set, going to that person's boss and saying, look, you brought me in here to do a job. If you don't change, I can't do that job. So can you please go tell this person that they have to listen to me, even though I'm an outsider? To my mind, that's amateur game. What you need to get skilled at as an agile practitioner is finding leverage. And finding leverage requires having the conversation about what that person values. You need to know where they headed in their career. You need to know how do they define success. You need to figure out what makes those people feel fulfilled, feel significant, feel loved, and feel safe. So the first thing you need to do is be likable enough to have those kinds of intimate conversations. Whether you're going to lunch, whether you're going out for drinks, whether you're just sharing experiences in the team room, or take them out to an escape room or a night of axe throwing, figure out a way to get just the basic connectivity to have those conversations to find that out about your counterparts. And now you have a chance at finding leverage. And leverage simply means, how are you going to get them more of what they want and less of what they don't? Because ultimately, guys, anytime you're having a conversation in a position of influence where it's clear that you're trying to convince them to give you what you want, and at the same time they're giving up something that they want and value, it is never going to work. You have no levers. The only thing you can do is try to force them by going to their boss, by giving them some other carrot or stick to try to move them into that direction. And it generally isn't going to work. So my advice and my inspiration for you this week is make sure before it's too late, you got to figure this out before you actually need it. Because by the time you need it, you may be in conflict and you may not be able to have open and trusting communications. So you have to find a way to figure out what they value, what makes them feel safe, what makes them feel significant, what makes them feel loved or valued, what makes them feel fulfilled, what's challenging to them, and how can you get them more of what they want and less of what they don't by following your lead and adopting your suggestions. Guys, thank you for being true believers. Don't forget to sign up for my mailing list. You can go to badassagile.com and get a preview of next week's pages from my book, Field Notes for the Agile Leader. You can also ask your coaching questions, which I'll try to answer on the air for you. And you get access to my weekly motivation videos, which I hope you find inspiring and helpful throughout the week. I love you all. I'll see you soon. Until then, stay badass.